I'd like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. This is Paul Worden, and been talking with you and sharing some things with you about this dream and this wonderful vision that God has placed in each one of our hearts, and how God has given us His promises, His words, and the strength and the help that we need to make this dream that God has put in our hearts a reality. We've been talking about different people that God has used in the Old Testament, how He led them, and how He trained them, and how He spoke to their hearts, and the way He moved in their presence, and the wonderful, miraculous things that He did. But we always got to remember, we serve the same God that the Israelites and the people back in the Bible days served. God does not change. He does not move away from His beliefs. He's got the same power. He's got the same deals to help you, and the same promises that He gave them is good for us today. And we've been kind of talking of some of the things that we need to train ourselves to do and how to work with this so that we can not do anything that's going to hinder or to slow us down or to hurt us on this vision that God has given for us. And I promise you, if we keep doing this, if we keep pushing forward, if we keep putting God first, if we keep studying the Word and listening to what is being said and what is being taught to us, I promise you the success that you have will be words that I couldn't even describe, because it would be a wonderful feeling, because we're not doing it for ourselves, for our glory, but we are doing it for the glory of God, to further and to help and to strengthen the kingdom of God. But the last couple of weeks we've been talking about the mighty tongue, and how our tongue can get us in trouble, and how our tongue can help justify and uplift. It's just a little old fleshy thing in our mouth that does a lot of things, a lot of good things, but that tongue, if it is not tamed through the Holy Spirit, can do a lot of damage. We've been talking quite a bit about things not to say to people or to others in conversation with co-workers and with loved ones and our husbands or wives or boyfriends or girlfriends or kids or whoever we may be dealing with and talking with. Our mouth and our tongue can put things out there. And like I said before, once that word is spoken, once that word is put out there, it's impossible to take it back. And then you got to go put out fires. You got to go back and rebuild everything that one little word, one little sentence could destroy. And we've been talking last time we were together about what not to speak. And we're going to continue that today. And what not to speak is covetous words, idle words, foolish words, unprofitable words, fables and commandments of men, evil things, flattering words. And now today, I'm going to give you a lot more scriptures, and we're going to take both of these and combine them together. So I'm going to do two lessons in one. But today, we're going to talk about what not to speak, and it's going to be continued. In Psalms 12 and 2, It said, vain words. They speak vanity, every one, with his neighbor. Psalm 17:10, proud word. With their mouth, they speak proudly. And it's nothing wrong with speaking proudly if you do it through the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, success that you have done and that you have achieved, not of yourself. Enticing word. In Colossians 2:4, it says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing word. Enticing words sound wise and plausible, but are not. Boastful word. Psalm 94:4. How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? Words that take God's name in vain. And boy, I'll tell you what, there's some people that can't even say one sentence without taking God's name in vain. In Exodus 20:7, it says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Cursing and bitter words. In Romans 3:14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. And how many times have you walked up to somebody or overheard a conversation and there's all this taking God's name in vain, all these cursing and bitter words, and you think, man, they must be miserable. They must have lived a miserable life. They must not be happy, successful, because of their talk and how they talk by cursing God and using bitter words. And you don't want to be around people like that. It kind of turns me off when I hear people like that. Man, can't you say anything positive or anything good? Everything's got to be a curse or everything has got to be bitter. That's something we have to watch. We're all guilty of that. And then lies. Boy, let me tell you, that's an easy thing. Yeah, a little white lie ain't going to hurt nothing, but that is very false. In Psalms 31:18. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. And then malicious words against others. In 3 John 10, it says, wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deed, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. As you talk and analyze what you're saying, are you guilty of any of these violations? How many of these have you caught yourself doing? How many times have you caught yourself thinking, a little white lie ain't going to hurt, just to kind of get me out of it? I mean, I'm guilty of it too. It's easy to do. That's why we have to train our minds with the Word of God. And I'm going to continue with this next lesson. It's on the same thing, what not to speak. We are meditating on the types of speech that the Bible warns us. And here are some more additional words that believers should not speak. In Psalms 15:13, he said, he that backbiteth not with his tongue. Backbiting words, talking behind people's back, running them down, saying false things. And in words of discord, Proverbs 6:19. He that soweth discord among brethren. And boy, let me tell you, I'm sure you've been around people that will sow discord. They'll go out there and try to turn people against one another, talk bad about that. If you have good feeling for someone, by the time you hang around them or you feel good about your job or whatever, then you hear the discord, you hear the naysayers and stuff. That sows that kind of deal in people's minds. And then the words of discord, it spreads, it grows. And then you got contentious words in Proverbs 18:6. A foolish lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. Words of strife in Psalm 31:20. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Yes, your tongue can say words of strife, words of pride, things that don't have nothing to do with you. In Psalms 52 and 4, talking about devouring and deceitful words. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue, and forward and perverse words. Proverbs 4:24, put away thee a forward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Mischievous words, in Psalms 38:12, they also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and that they seek my hurt, they speak malicious things and image deceit all the day long. And in tale-bearing words, Proverbs 11:13, a tale-bearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Filthy words, in Colossians 3:8, but now ye put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Train your mouth to speak words of encouragement. You need to memorize this list. I know it's quite a bit here, a lot of scripture, but it is God showing us the way that we can use our tongue and our mouth to glorify and to edify and to uplift and to build people and to tear people down. And you and I both know every day we go out in this world and you're going to hear some of this, if not all of this, coming out of individuals that get together and talk and communicate. Always talking, always backbiting, always words of discord, contentious words, words of strife, devouring people, trying to tear people down, mischief words, you know, trying to set people up or to do things wrong. We need to train ourselves. We need to yield our tongue over to the Holy Spirit daily, every day. Because as I told you before, what is in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. If you have all of this garbage that is in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. If you have the words of God in your heart, the words of love, peace, and joy, and long-suffering, that is what you're going to speak about. That is what's coming out of your mouth. Every day we need to pray, including myself. I need to pray and ask God, Father, give this in my heart, that what I can speak love, that I can uplift, that I can help people and not tear them down with your tongue. Because once that word goes out, like I said, you never bring it back. And that little word can strike a major forest fire and do more damage than what you could ever repair or to make right. Because once you lose that, it's almost impossible without the help of God to build it back again. I've seen a lot of ministries. I've seen a lot of people destroyed by words that someone else said or words that they said. So be careful. Be in a prayerful attitude all the time and check and think before you speak. My grandma used to tell me, and my mom used to tell me a lot growing up, you need to kick your brain in before you kick your mouth in. That way you know what you're going to say before you say it. And if with the help of the Holy Spirit, if we drown ourselves in the Word of God, then God can use these words and put these words in our heart that we may speak and that we can edify and glorify God with our tongue. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what an honor and a privilege it is to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this time that we can get together. And Father, I thank you that you are anointing your word and that, Father, your word said that your words will not come back vain. That, Father, I pray that this teaching will go out and help us all to realize that we need to always fill our hearts and fill our minds with your word and with your love and with your promises. That, Father, that when we speak, that we speak words to edify, speak words to glorify you and to help you and to strengthen your kingdom. Father, I pray that we will turn our tongues over to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit speak through us words of encouragement and words of love and words of help. Father, I know we cannot do this without your help and without your Holy Spirit leading us. Father, I pray that you will touch each and every one of us that are listening to this, and that, Father, that you'll anoint them, and then anoint their tongues, and anoint their hearts, and, Father, to wipe out all the evil things that we are harboring in our hearts, that we have love and compassion for others, that we can speak words that will edify. And, Father, I will never, ever fail to honor you and to glorify you and to thank you for your help on this teaching. Touch each one that is listening to this, Father, and bless them. I pray that they will remember that these words will be etched in their minds and etched in their hearts. I pray. And Father, I will never fail to honor you and to glorify you for this. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us as Paul continued teaching what not to speak. Join us next week as Paul teaches Words Kept the Mouth. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@myltbc.org. Again, that's divinedestiny@myltbc.org. Or you can email Paul directly at paul@myltbc.org. Again, that's paul@myltbc.org. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.